937.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to be my friend, you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Friends, the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Jacob, we heard anything about that second hour that we've been waiting for?
I haven't got any calls.
Really?
Nope.
Well, we need to get on her, man.
But all of you that don't know, there's a second hour on Saturdays of this program, 2 to 4.
Well, we don't want them to listen to us just on Saturdays.
That's for sure. Well, they aren't. They're listening to us now, but they need to know about Saturdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
You got it.
Thank you.
That's no problem.
It's your show today. I need to just sit back, relax.
Now, only one segment.
Shut my mouth and listen.
Only one segment.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Love to hear from you. 1-877-807-9977. Oftentimes, when you do call in, you actually make the radio show one way or another. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
And why is that? Because it's
I'm supposed to say that part, but go ahead.
Why not?
I mean, you're the head honcho here, man. I mean.
The head honcho, what does that mean?
Well, you know.
More responsibility, more duties, more death processes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be in ministry. I want to be a preacher.
Can't be two chiefs, brother.
Oh.
Only can be one.
I'll tell you what.
Go for it.
I love when people say, I want to be in full-time ministry. What a blessing.
Really?
Stars in their eyes.
Yeah. They think they're getting out of work when, in fact,
yes. I'm gonna read my Bible and pray.
Yes.
I'm going to preach to people.
And that's all.
Lead millions to the Lord.
That's all.
Hallelujah.
Well, you got the the false prophets today telling you that, oh, that's I true. See these wonderful things God's going to do in your life. And does he do wonderful things? Yes,
yes he does.
But they forget to tell you about the trials and the tribulations and the process of getting to the fulfillment of that vision, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
Which then you find out that's the blessing, is that I've just decreased so I could see Christ more.
Yeah. The I mean, that's what you want to see, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want to be a partaker of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, but
I
know that word.
I can take the radio show over from here if you like.
That word. Oh yes, actually, I do want you to.
Really?
That's why I'm kind of stalling.
Well, I don't need you stalling, right? You stall all the time.
You know that word, wonderful.
You know that's the good thing about this radio show. Bradley's car is never stalling.
That's right.
Jake's always on the side of the road with four flat tires.
Help!
That's your bad, not mine.
Help me!
So what do we have for updates?
Full of wonder. The word wonderful. What does it actually mean? Full of wonder. Well, how does that wonder come? When God does wonderful things in your life or in society, read the Bible. How does it come? It fills you full of wonder. People got the wrong idea of wonderful. Like it's a happiness, like it's synonymous with happiness or good emotions.
Well, it is, because there's a joy of bearing the cross as well, but it's a different kind of happiness.
Yes.
It's a heavenly fulfillment rather than a carnal, fleshly fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is peace? I mean, Martin Luther said, what is peace? It's the absence of the condemnation.
Amen.
Of condemnation. So what is peace? Peace isn't I'm having everything. It's no longer having to deal with that condemnation. And by the way, that condemnation is a blessing, because as it brings you to Christ, you can receive the peace of Christ. If not, it's just a fraudulent source of peace, which the world
brings. Jesus said that.
That's right.
Peace that I give, it's not what
the world
gives. Yes. In the world, you're going to have tribulations.
Yep.
Yeah. But
I know
that I've overcome
the world.
Amen.
Victoria Jackson was on the show last week. We had somebody comment to that, said, great interview. That's Lorelei Pavlik. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I thought it was good having her on. She exemplified what's happening with students all over the country who are standing and saying, you know what? I am going to be American. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to be on my public school campus.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can do about that. So thank you, Lorelei. Also, the Courage New Hampshire, Silas Rhodes was on the show last week. And James Riley, who's actually the character Silas, just Facebooked and said, great show and great screener, by the way. Kudos to the screener. Dale also just commented today. And this is important, folks, and I want to share this one for this reason. You are listening every single day, and we appreciate the Facebook posts. We love when you call in, both. But this is what he took out of Monday's show. He said, just listening to Monday's radio, talking about injustice in this country. The Senate and the Congress know their duty. They have the perfect tool to demand justice and injustice, which they do. They are magistrates. They are delegated officials from us, the people.
And they're ministers of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Romans 13, most importantly. They have the tools, the Constitution and the Bible. Tell the Senate and Congress to uphold their oath. Of course, they swore it. They should know that in and of themselves.
Yep.
We get tap dancers, he says. Tell a soldier to destroy the enemy and get exactly that, with no regard for his or her own life. He's paralleling the two. You tell a Senate and a Congress to uphold their oath, they tap dance. Soldier, no regard for his own life, he stands up and gives you exactly what you demand. Congress and Senate
Think those tap dancers are also taking the sons and daughters of the American people and sending them into harm's way. Many are coming back dead, and the American people are sitting there playing the spectators, watching Congress destroy their own children.
Yep, exactly.
So,
and this is all coming
for
Dale. And Dale, this is important. Folks, it's important for everybody to grab this. Congress and Senate don't know the price paid, or they're simply ignoring it. They become treasonous. They become accessories to that murder. Either way, the do-nothings are in violation of their oath. Their options, stand up and be a representative or go home.
And Congress only does what the American people allow them to do. So here again, take responsibility for what it comes back to. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation. donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life. Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake's got some info he wants to lay out there. Pretty disturbing stuff. But we've talked about the Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, and the such. In the past, it's pretty appalling that 57 million babies have been murdered in the womb in this country. And now we're starting to see states all over the country, the new generation, stand up and put a kibosh, and the kibosh, on those that are committing the act of murder. But case in point, we have a particular individual right now who's charged with how many counts, Jake?
He faces 43 criminal counts, including 8 counts of murder in the death of a patient and 7 newborn infants.
So tell us what happened with the patient.
That's right. They were born. I'd like to read the premise right now in our country, because this is where this man is from. I believe it's in Philadelphia right now. His name's Kermit.
It's just Gosnell. Corrupt to no end in Philadelphia on the East Coast. It's like, what is going on? For a lot of our forefathers were over there.
That's right. This was what was written in Philadelphia. This is Article 5 of the Bill of Rights. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. In other words, you must be convicted of a crime in order to forfeit your right of life. Well, a child never does that. They never commit a crime. They haven't even exited the womb at any point.
Right.
So contrary to the Bill of Rights, a right that is guaranteed to every single person that is a United States citizen and people in general in our country. Yeah. Also, too, you have in the Declaration of Independence, when we talk about the laws of nature and nature's God, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created. Notice they didn't say born, conceived, any of that stuff.
Say it again, Jake.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Okay.
In other words, they're not born equal, they're created equal. Where did God create that seed? Right in the womb.
Yeah.
That they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights.
So their rights come from the Creator.
That's right.
The lawgiver.
Exactly.
Okay.
That among these are life. They're right there on this topic. Article 5 in the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They are guaranteed all of those when they are created by the Creator in the United States of America.
Article 5 of the Declaration of Independence?
No, Article 5 of the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence.
Gotcha.
So both of them together in our founding documents. You can find them where we declared independence. which is the seedbed for our constitution, our government. It's mm-hmm. the true preamble. It's the why.
Isn't it interesting? Those that legislate against God are already born legislating right. against the innocent that right. are not born.
Yep.
Yeah.
And due to what society's allowed.
That's right.
Getting more into this, because we are our brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Cain said that about Abel, am I my brother? Well, yes,
in other
you
words,
are.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Exactly.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto
yep.
you.
Yep. And when you don't, you are not a Christian, because that's the basic code of ethics in Christianity. And if you see what Christ did for you, he first loved. Now I love for others.
Right.
So either I didn't see what Christ did for me, or number two, I'm just going to blatantly, as it says in the book of Hebrews, I'm going to trample all over that blood and that sacrifice, and there remains no remission for your sins when you do so. Gosnell faces 43 criminal counts right now. This is an abortionist. This is a murderer.
What's his name?
His name is Kermit Gosnell.
He's a black dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
70,
interesting. I think he's in his 70s.
Interesting that he's a black dude, because Planned Parenthood. Interesting that Barack Hussein Obama is a black dude advocating the murder of the innocent, namely the Hispanics and the blacks. Yeah. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, Margaret Sanger, the founder, refers to them as human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. And now we have a black abortion doctor killing his own.
Yep.
And we have a government that's advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb.
That's right.
And we have an American populace in the hundreds of millions, 312 to be exact, mm-hmm. that is allowing a few people to destroy 57 million babies in the womb.
Yep.
This is incredible.
I mean,
the American people have to be laughed at to no end from these people. They're saying, man, they're letting us get away with it.
Yep.
Let's keep doing this. They're emboldening me. Let's go do this now, and let's mm-hmm. go commit this crime. After all, we can just say it's some sort of policy, and if we don't have the policy, then we can just create a policy.
That's right.
Just stay away from that law and that Constitution and that Bill of Rights and that Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
And then we'll be fine.
Keep that
Make
out.
No reference to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the conservatives have obeyed, and so has the pastors in the pulpits today, to a T. They are the greatest advocates to the abortion industry in this country, friends, are the pastors who remain silent.
At this particular point in your schools right now, Planned Parenthood is doing they're coming into the schools, and they're trying to hijack the curriculum. Where we should be taught the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
That's right.
By force.
And the Constitution. I remember going into schools.
Well, they're
schools.
Trying to assert parental rights is what they're trying to do, Jake. But mm-hmm. let's get back to the point as to what you were talking about.
Well, I was going
to
say, I remember going into a school and speaking the Declaration of Independence, where I just said it, and the Bill of Rights. This was in Dunkerton, Iowa. Now, the school, I just laid out simply put. And then I bring up people like Kermit, not at that time, but different people that had committed the act of abortion. I say, now, is this contrary to the law of the land that we're to be taught in public schools?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the kids are like, of course, this is murder. This is illegal. This is against the Declaration of Independence. This is against the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Why they didn't know that prior to us coming in there, I don't know. Well, I do know, because it wasn't taught there. But in that situation, how can you get mad at the law that protects life? Gosnell right now.
But wait a second. That's important that you just said that. This is what the state-run media is trying to get the American people to swallow. They want you to be angry at those that are advocating life. And see, friends, it's backfiring. By the way, this situation as to with Kermit, this abortion, this murder, it's interesting how the state-run media is silent about the issues as to what's going on with this murder. Of course, because it doesn't fit their criteria.
Mm-hmm. And what's really going on? Which we're going to get to those details in a second, but Planned Parenthood right now at this time is trying to get books, curriculum, put in there for five-year-olds to start sexualizing those five-year-olds.
It's criminal, friends.
Right.
This is criminal, friends. Go on.
Gosnell could face, well, actually, I need to finish this. Additional charges include conspiracy, drug delivery resulting in death, infanticide, corruption of minors, evidence tampering, theft by deception, abuse of corpses, and corruption.
Yeah. Well, of course. You commit one crime, there's a domino effect behind it. If they're willing to commit the one crime, rest assured there's more crime behind it, friends.
This industry's
powerful. Here, let me take you. Case in point, in prison, it's very common, namely in federal prison, high security prison, higher crimes, and the such, that they have classes in prison how to commit crime when they get out of prison.
Sure.
Yeah, why wouldn't there be? Because the system, the judicial system in America has become a complete joke. But wait until these criminals begin to go after those that are behind the scenes concerning the judicial system. Wait until they start going after the cops, and wait until they start going after the judges and the probation officers, because they're seeing that they don't love them enough. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, friends. And if you really love someone, you will not tolerate their crime. And people are not stupid. They know when you really care about them, and they know when that you're just using them for a bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. And the younger generation is sick and tired of it. That's why you're seeing these crimes being committed on a daily basis towards law enforcement agencies. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we don't want that.
Of course not.
But they're bringing it upon themselves for not bringing forth justice in the first place. That's right.
Sorry, who's
they're not establishing righteousness. They're establishing more crime to run rampant.
And you can't restrain crime without law enforcement. So when you attack the laws, for instance, the law of the land, or in this particular situation, Kermit Gosnell attacks the laws of God, attacks the laws of nature and
with
the laws of our land.
With permission by the Supreme Court.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
Hello. Then he takes it a step further and says, okay, well, I'm not only going to commit that crime, but here's the whole host of crimes, and this is why it's not covered in mainstream. Because he is not the only abortionist, the only murdering doctor doing this. This is rampant within this scene. Gosnell could face a death penalty if convicted, and he faces a mandatory minimum of 20 years. A pool of 125 was narrowed down to 43 potential jurors this afternoon, and the death penalty played a role. I can't describe it. This is one of his workers talking about what was going on in his office. Why isn't the mainstream covering it? Because they don't want these details to come out. But every public school we've been through throughout this country, when you bring in the details and you just said, kids, will you make a decision? You decide.
They're appalled.
Of course, yes, immediately. Yeah. And guess who's not? The one or maybe two, if they're in the school, liberal wackos who love this.
Well, that are guilty of murdering their own child.
Yes.
Just think about that. Listen to what
I
said.
The students
guilty of murdering their own child.
Yep.
Of course.
And they want the students to do the same thing.
That's right. They want them to be guilty as hell just like themselves.
Yep. And support what they're supporting. But, folks, the kids aren't. Bring them truth. Here's some more truth. I can't describe it, said one of the workers testifying. It sounded like a little alien, she says. West testified, telling a judge in Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas jury that the body of the child was about 18 to 24 inches long, came out of the womb, and was one of the largest babies she'd ever seen delivered during abortion procedures. There's more than one.
Mm-hmm. That was just where he got caught.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At Gosnell's clinic. West said she saw the child, whose face and features were not yet completely formed, lying on a glass tray on a shelf, and she told a co-worker to call Gosnell about it and fled the room. What did they do to that child? They let it sit there and die.
Yeah, we've been told that by abortion nurses. The nurses don't realize what's going on in those clinics, and once they begin to see it, they begin to bring it to the day of light of day, And then what happens is they're released from their position. Friends, these crimes are being committed. These atrocities are taking place all across the country on a daily basis. These people are criminals, they're murderers, and they need to be dealt with accordingly. By the way, the death penalty is only a deterrent for them to commit the crimes. Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
On the extermination of blacks, Margaret Sanger said the minister's work is also important and he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious. Listen to their wording, friends. This is how backwards they are. They're breaking the law, and those that don't agree with them, they call them rebellious. And it's interesting that, well, who's their minister? Yep. Barack Hussein Obama.
On a daily basis?
Daily basis. And you have the blacks sucking up to him for some reason. Mm-hmm.
Not all. I did post on Facebook a whole group of leaders that were on a panel. I think Hannity or somebody had them all on. But talking about how they're sick of being used
by
this administration.
That's the deception the state-run media is promulgating,
Exactly. They're sick of being used, just like everybody's sick of being used. This generation is sick of being used. When we talk about this issue of abortion, we talk to the youth, and they see that it's their brothers, it's their sisters, it's their cousins that are genocide is aimed at.
Yeah, so
they know
the
that
older
them.
Generations...
That's
grandkids.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It was their responsibility and their duty. I'm going to continue on this with West. She was a nurse in there, and she worked with Gosnell. And she said during her 2 years working with Gosnell, West said she also saw patients deliver, quote, specimens is what they called them.
Mm.
That's what they're calling children, specimens.
Sure. Well, what are you?
In the toilet. That's exactly right. What does that make you? Well, I'm a human that was a specimen.
Or a fetus, like Mr.
A fetus.
Criminal Hussein says, you know, the fetus.
Well, what the heck are you, dude? You're a fetus, right?
That's
question
right.
mark.
Yeah, exactly, question mark. In the toilet, these specimens were delivered, which she made a coworker remove, adding she called aborted fetuses specimens because it was easier to deal with mentally. These are criminals committing crimes, And there's this realm that God puts around men. It's called a conscience. You have to permeate that conscience knowing exactly what you're doing.
Let me show you who sells. Let me show you the mentality of those who sell abortion. If your parents are stupid enough to deny you access to birth control and you are under 18, you can get it on your own. Call Planned Parenthood. Isn't that interesting? This has been out since 1986. So what's the message? Don't listen to your parents.
That's right.
Rebel against your parents. What's the government doing behind this scene? They're trying to usurp parental authority. Here's another one for you. Planned Parenthood. We are not going to be an organization promoting celibacy or chastity. In other words, we're not going to tell you what 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, where no fornicator or adulterer, sex before marriage, friends, shall inherit the kingdom of God. We're not going to tell you what Jesus said. Because if we told you that, then you might not commit the crime.
That's
because
right.
Those that commit the crime have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery. We don't want your kids to know that, because if your kids knew that, well, that might deter them from committing the crime. And then how would we, this criminal organization, make their money?
Mm-hmm.
Think, friends, think.
No different than drug dealers.
Yeah.
Do they want kids to actually quit doing drugs?
No.
No, because they make money off of that
And
crime.
Let's go to that. Hey, listen, in North Minneapolis, I'm from North Minneapolis, friends, and a lot of the guys over there in North Minneapolis used to get their drugs from guess who? The Mexican FBI. It's a huge money maker. War on drugs makes who money, friends?
And what's happened?
If they didn't want the crime here, it wouldn't be committed. Rest assured, friends, because the laws would be enforced against those crimes. Now, what do we have? We have organizations that say, hey, just tell your kids to say no to drugs, implying that they have a right to say yes as well.
Yeah.
No. Show them the law. Show them the consequence of committing the crime, and you're going to deter crime.
That's right. Crime goes away. That's right.
And you're going to have peace, friends. Wouldn't that be something?
Mm-hmm. And bring that consequence. And that consequence needs to be feared. She also testified, this is Wes, this is somebody in Gosnell's clinic. She also testified that she saw many women come in who looked like they were too far along in their pregnancies to have abortions.
Oh, don't worry about that, though. We'll take care of it.
That's right. So guess who they went? They funneled right down into Gosnell's abortion clinic. Now, in my search on mainstream coverage of this whole trial, which I could find none, all of a sudden I come up to the Huffington Post and I thought, wow, they posted on this, right? They actually covered this?
Uh-huh.
They did. Here is the title. The question no one is asking about the Kermit Gosnell case. Now, if you're thinking from, somebody who understands a deviated stick, you can know exactly what they're going for. Okay, so what kind of loopholes are they going to try to bring in this to justify Kermit?
Yeah.
I just want to read this paragraph, and we can stop at intervals because there is so much to this. This particular reporter said the answer is simple. Throughout the 1970s and 80s, when abortion policy was established, policy, notice, by the way, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's primary goal was to overturn Roe versus Wade. And barring that, impose, because they couldn't overturn Roe versus Wade, but here's the problem, they didn't have to listen to Roe versus Wade. That was what a panel of judges decided for a particular situation. Unconstitutional, but does not all of a sudden, by default, affect all of the states. States like, what was it, South Dakota, North Dakota, where they have anti-abortion legislation? Of course!
Amen. Pro-life,
it's your job.
Legislation.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know what? Going back to that whole anti-theme, if a man is anti-sin, is that bad? No, that's actually very good.
According to these mental cases, it is.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because as I keep going, to impose, after they couldn't overturn Roe versus Wade, this is Pennsylvania, they wanted to impose as many barriers as possible to limit access to abortion. By and large, by the way, folks, that's the low road. We should take the high road on this and say it's illegal. But going on, by and large, our policymakers never viewed.
Let me interject something. First of all, I'm sorry we have to talk about this. Secondly, I'm appalled that there's people out there justifying this conduct. Thirdly, you go ahead and just keep ignoring this because, folks, let me tell you something. Rest assured, judgment is here because of what the American people have tolerated. You can go ahead and turn me off. You can go ahead and say, I don't need to listen to this. It's condemning. Well, listen, if you were doing the right thing, you wouldn't feel condemned in the first place. This is crime. This is about as basic.
It is.
And fundamental as it gets, friends, this is common sense that when the Supreme Court says that you can go ahead and kill your brother and your sister, you're going to go ahead and do that too? or your mom and your dad or your uncle and your aunt and say, well, they said I could do it. It's what's in your heart, I'm sorry, that you're going to be judged for by God, not what they say you can do and cannot do. This reminds me of the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
All these people killed off all these 6 million of their own people first, and then they killed off 6 million Jews and dissidents and the such, mm-hmm. gypsies. Yep. And they sat there knowing what they did after they committed the crime, yep. and they said that they were just doing their job.
Yep. Calling orders, yep.
And guess what, friends? On that final day, God's going to look at them and say, you aren't doing your job. Yep. You are doing their job. Your job was to stand against what they were promulgating and perpetuating. And you didn't do it. Therefore, reap what you sow. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
These men even said we were obeying the laws.
Yeah, that was the first
going
thing
going back
did.
To the Supreme Court, obeying the laws. Hold on a second. There's a higher law that's above
that's
man's
right.
law.
And they mentioned that as well. Because
exactly.
during the Nuremberg trials, he said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. Right. Notice the organizational skills this man had within his own conscience.
Yep.
God first and then man.
That's right.
Of course.
And of course, those Nazis that were executed. You can put time and distance between you and your crime, as you said before, Bradley, on our country's ground. We have blood that's been shed. There will be a price to pay for that.
What we're seeing the correlation, because the young people are eating that pill as well, because the correlation is look at the suicide rate amongst kids. Mm-hmm. They're being raised up watching their parents allow.
Yep.
No. Don't say to me, Bradley, I don't have anything to do with that lady and what she's making a choice to do over there. Yeah, you are, because you're allowing her to break the law against the innocent.
Right.
Listen, I told you guys yesterday on the radio, if I was driving down the street and I seen a bird on the side of the road and his wing was broken, I would stop and have, with everything within myself, try to preserve the life of that bird and make sure that I could stop the suffering of that bird.
That's right.
We're talking about human beings here, friends. And by the way, these people that Jake are outlining, that you're outlining right now, these people have more of a care for animals than they do human beings, friends. And if you think that they're going to stop where they're at right now, you better wake up and smell the coffee. Because these people are not ruled by law. We've seen this from the radical homosexuals. We've seen this from the abortion industry. But what's sad to say is the American people are sitting back allowing them to do it.
Yeah.
I'm even going online right now and just going back and forth with people. And everybody's talking about they're talking about their guns again. Their guns to what? Protect yourself.
Yep.
Do you think your guns are going to protect yourself from people that have killed 57 million people? Because sooner or later, friends, people are going to turn on each other.
That's what this environment is breeding.
That's exactly what you're breeding.
They're gauging the people to see how many laws you will be willing to break.
Allow them to break, and you
them,
are that's exactly right. You are an accomplice.
That's exactly right. So that's what it comes down to. And this is symptomatic of the radicals. What they want to do is they want to get a kid to use drugs. Why? To break down his moral barriers. Well, that's not so bad. So then he'll be more radical to do something else. Ultimately, at the end, a political agenda. Why do Planned Parenthood want little kids to be sexually promiscuous? Because they want to break down their moral values.
Yep.
And if you look at it, you are being gauged right now as a society to see how many laws you will be willing to break. Now, you may say, well, I'm not a criminal. I don't commit these laws. I don't have abortion. No. You're breaking a law. But what is the opposite of a law?
If I'm in a car and I get pulled over by a cop and someone committed a crime that's driving the car and I'm sitting next to him and I seen the man commit the crime and I knew what crime he committed and I did nothing to stop the crime, you are an accomplice, friends.
Yep.
You're an accomplice.
And you look at the commandment. The Bible says, thou shalt not murder. Do no murder. Well, what does that mean? It means preserve life. So if I'm not preserving life, then I'm actually guilty of that crime. There's a positive and negative to each law.
We're to magnify the law to preserve life.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
We're to be enlightened with that light. Also, too, incidentally, we just posted on Facebook so you can see the atrocities of this administration in the abortion industry. We just posted a video for you to like and share and pass it on. But, folks, put your feet down and stay active. I want to continue with this. We got 30. Maybe in the next break, we'll continue with this Huffington Post because it's going to get to the point where they pull the mask off again because they're emboldened to pull the mask off and their purpose to understand abortion.
Yeah, I don't want to magnify what they advocate, Jake. I want to magnify the law as to what he does not tolerate. How about we start putting it in perspective rather than magnifying the crime? Is he looking at possibly...
Yeah,
Death penalty. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Amen.
Everyone.
Did you hear that, friends? Life for a life. Eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Wound for a wound. Blow for a blow.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
You ready for this one, friends? Dr. Lena Levine, in 1953, concerning Planned Parenthood's purpose and planned course of action. Listen carefully. The mind of Satan himself. To be ready as educators, I'm interjecting, as to how to commit the crime, and parents to disconnect the children from their parents, to help young people obtain sex satisfaction before marriage, to violate themselves before God, to separate themselves from God. By sanctioning sex before marriage, we will prevent fear and guilt. Oh, really? Wow. No, friends, the fruit of that is just the exact opposite. Exactly. We must also relieve those who have these feelings, and we must be ready to provide young boys and girls with the best contraceptive measures, available so that they will have the necessary means to achieve sexual satisfaction without having to risk possible pregnancy. Now, we know that from having one of our friends that used to work in Planned Parenthood, an abortion industry, who had told us that they give them contraception, friends, condoms that are broken. They're defective for the purpose of impregnating the girl. So, friends, again, what they're doing is they're just merely trying to get them into the act so they bear fruit. In the fruit of the baby, and then they want to kill the innocent fruit because of their own guilt. Because that's what we're up against. That's the mindset of Planned Parenthood, friends.
It's a business model. That's what they have turned this sin into, is a business model. How do we get more customers? Well, this is how we get more customers. We go train them in schools. She said this in 1953 when she said we're going to help children feel better about sexuality, and we're going to basically take this old nomer that thou shalt not commit adultery. That's old school.
Well,
what you end up doing is promoting rape, suicide,
again,
STDs.
Common sense. Common sense. We see this all day long. Planned Parenthood has an unhealthy concept of pregnancy as it views the state of gestation as an abnormal condition or disease. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Jake, what is the end of sin? Here, yeah, just let me kick this off. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Yeah.
Okay? Let no man say, when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. How do they feed this? They bring forth Hollywood to promote sexual activity. Yeah. Half-naked women, half-naked men, right? And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. 1 John 3:14, the breaking of God's moral law. And what is the end of sin? Death. So what's at the end of the Planned Parenthood, friends? They breed the crime. Then when the crime is committed, they kill the innocent. That is the definition of crime, friends. And all crime that is committed is all breeded from what? Hate, saith Cain, for those that know the word of God. Here you have it.
Yep. The opposite being love, which is what Christ promotes. I want to finish this. Instead of placing it under Pennsylvania crime code, we're talking about abortion. This is where Gosnell is being has been indicted right now, and he is about to be criminally charged on multiple counts, possibly even the death penalty. And therefore, they have not nurtured a system of abortion care that is women-focused, readily accessible, and responsive to their medical needs. This is the spin. Rather than this murderous doctor of this murderous practice, it's the state
of this
fault.
Murderous organization,
exactly.
Of this murderous administration,
of this murderous reporter who's reporting on this now. She's blaming the state because the abortion clinics are treated like they're really evil and wicked.
Of course, they're the victim. The murderers are the victims, friends. This is all socialism. This is all totalitarianism. And it's all going to stop when the American people say it's going to stop.
Right.
And not until then.
And you know what? Most American people, like we were discussing at the break, well, not most, well, maybe most, gosh, students have no clue what this is even about. They don't know that there's actually warped, twisted people in this world that are willing to commit the crime, and then there's even more sick, warped, twisted people to be accessories to the crime, and then there's even more sick, warped people that are willing to report on the crime as though it's not a crime.
Let me exemplify your point. At Planned Parenthood, you can also get birth control without the consent or knowledge of your parents. So if you are 14, 15, or 16, and you come to Planned Parenthood, we won't tell your parents you've been here. We swear we won't tell your parents. Planned Parenthood employee lecturing students of Ramona High School, Riverside, California, April 21st and 22nd, 1986. This has been out there for a long time, friends. Friends, let me just say it again. That is criminal.
Yep.
That is criminal, friends. This is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And because nobody's enforced the laws of the land, they continue on.
2013, you have a Gosnell who is literally killing patients coming in and killing babies that
years.
Have been born. That's
sure.
right.
Sure.
The reason why, the Huffington Post reporter says, the Commonwealth's focus, talking about Pennsylvania, has been on denying access, not protecting the health and safety of women who need this medical care. Charges against Gosnell prove true, Gosnell was an outlaw who repeatedly violated numerous laws and should have been shut down years ago.
Oh, okay. Now we're distancing ourselves
from him
if he's busted. Friends, here, let me tell you the seed bed. Let me show you the seed bed of Planned Parenthood. Out of the 6,000 clinic visit records examined from a Texas Planned Parenthood clinic, only 3 referred for adoption.
That's it. What's it about?
It's
about murdering your children.
That's exactly right.
Straight up. And an administration that will back them.
Magnify the law against the crime, Jake.
Yep. Magnifying the law.
Death penalty.
What does the Bible say? That's what Gospel's there for.
And I will watch it go down.
Yes.
I'll say, brother,
publicly
you're being delivered up to your creator, and it's not a good place for you to be going.
That's exactly right. You know what? There is stories. As a matter of fact, Troy Newman, we've had him on the show before, Operation Rescue, about all the clinics that are being shut down. He is standing back right now because of his life's work is to demand justice for the unborn.
And he's got a lot of these guys thrown in jail, too,
yes.
by the way.
And Amen. This guy right now facing the death penalty.
Man, I'm telling you what, that's the right channel right there. Dude. Justice is the guardian of liberty.
What is going to deter criminals and crime? Justice. Not another protection, but what these sick-minded whacks, again, we went back to this, where's the mainstream
Just
at this?
Just take it to the administration, Jake. This is who's
there
promoting
right
this.
Up there, of course.
It's all across
Federal
the board.
Federal funding for it, and then the $350 million during a sequester. We're out of money, but we got $350 million to push comprehensive sex education. What's the end of comprehensive
sex education? But it's about women's
education?
Free choice as he's right. emboldening right. and empowering the Muslim Brotherhood. You should see what they do to women over there. But he's looking out for the women. But you have stupid women in this country that believe yep. what he says, and yep. they think that he's looking out for them, when in fact he's women's stealing health. The American people's money, and he's right. just reallocating finances yep. to go where he wants it to go. Well, he's giving hundreds of millions of dollars to America's sworn enemies. Yep. He just did it again, friends. Now they're buying F-16s over there. For what, friends? Friends, you can't.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's absolutely interesting to me. If we do not maintain justice, justice will not maintain us.
Right.
That's it.
And that's its purpose. That's justice's purpose, to maintain our liberties. Gosnell was an outlaw who repeatedly violated numerous laws and should have been shut down years ago, but the state did not hold him accountable to its own laws and policies. Hey, that's a good statement. That's at the conclusion of her article.
Well, how much of that money is actually being used to lobby mm-hmm. Devils that call themselves politicians in the first place?
Who are equally accountable to this. Every politician that does not stand on this, every state representative, every governor and every attorney general that does not prosecute abortion, you are guilty of those murders.
That's exactly right. Peruca said that.
You will
he said if he
God.
Was the president of the United States,
yep.
he would throw every single one of them in jail the next
yep.
day.
Yep.
He would give until noon to shut down everything that mm-hmm. they were doing, and if they didn't do it,
start
they'd
prosecuting.
Be called. Oh, my gosh.
Start
would
prosecuting.
That change this country?
Instantaneously.
We would have a complete, folks, and we'd find ourselves mm-hmm. under the blessing of God
right.
rather than under the curse of God.
And it wouldn't be hard. We would promote life. We would promote. We would get rid of rape, infanticide, suicides, STDs. Those things would diminish. This is a simple
well,
solution.
Well, we would start in Hollywood, of course.
Yep.
And then we'd start
That's
in the right. porn industry, which used to be illegal.
Yep.
And then we would start in every
presidents.
Other. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, is that what America is really about, Jake?
No, that ain't America. That's not America.
I'm talking about getting rid of these criminals.
That's right.
Yeah,
That's
I think it'd be too.
That's what the Declaration of Independence did. That's why we got rid of a criminal tyrant.
Just think if preachers were preaching this from the pulpit,
oh,
man.
Hallelujah.
That God tolerates no
hallelujah.
Sin, not one jot nor one tittle, shall in no wise pass until all be fulfilled.
Amen.
Ooh.
Pastors would actually protect generations to come.
Well, we know that abortion is back 100 years ago, that if they committed an abortion, that they'd go to prison for 99 years.
That was just in Europe, even. You know what, folks? This generation needs to know this message. It is imperative. If this is their children's world that we are developing right now, this ministry has dedicated over the past decade and a half to reaching that generation with this message. And let me tell you what, folks, you want hope? When this generation hears this message, they light up and say, I'm willing to stand, college and high school alike. If you want to be part of reaching that generation, I encourage you, donate to us. If you don't, you want to be a part of the problem, you face God on Judgment Day, that's your choice. But we choose to reach this generation. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make your donation. You can get some of the resources that we've been talking about on this show today. The My War DVD series. See how this generation is responding. I have hope, folks. Because justice is alive, you can't kill it. Truth is truth. It cannot change. And I choose to be on its side. We at the Sons of Liberty do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Liberty.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.